Westmont School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting, a regular public Board of Education meeting for December 7th, 2021. Call to order. Opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the CoStar, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
Our mission statement. I'm sorry. Roll call, Sandy.
Mr. Balderman. Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mrs. Cartaya.
Here.
Mr. Fattani.
Here.
Mr. Hovater.
Here.
Mr. Ungoliant.
Here.
Mr. Lofredo. Mrs. McGarry. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Pollock. Mr. Serino.
Here.
Julia McGarry. Lily Burke. Joy Nolan. We have quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment for continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards that balance extracurricular opportunities and rich traditions through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes it may appear to members of the audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during a regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend the acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of November 16, 2021. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reason for discussing and acting on the matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Burns?
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Fattani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Abstain.
Mr. Ungoliant?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
We have no student representatives present tonight, so we'll move on to our presentations.
Yeah.
And I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you. Can we go to the podium?
Sure.
Actually, you can stay here for now. Stay here. So, on behalf of the Manasquan Board of Education, I'd like to wish everyone a joyous holiday season. Happy holidays to everyone. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. Thank you for experiencing the dedication that our students have together. And there's so many things I'm thankful for. And tonight, as we look at all the students who have risen to the level of excellence, that focus I'm extremely thankful for. And tonight, we have our chorus and our band who are presenting for us. Ryan, are you going to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Representing, we have Ryan Wickman. Come on out, Ryan. You can introduce the players from our band. We will play a couple of renditions of holiday favors for our board, and everyone's here this evening. All right, I'm liking this. What a group tonight. Ryan, could you have each member of your band introduce themselves?
Absolutely. We'll start down here. Name and grade.
Hannah Snyder, 10th grade.
And what are you playing?
I'm playing flute.
On flute. Nice. Okay. On saxophone. Come on now.
Ed Dingler, senior tenor saxophone.
Awesome.
Mark Bride, 10th grade trombone.
Good.
Molly Bennett, ninth grade, Barry Sachs.
Quinn Feeny, 11th grade, trumpet.
Trumpet, nice.
Andrew Brennan, the senior, for the trumpet.
Thank you very much. You got here real early tonight, too. I appreciate that. You were excited, so am I.
Anthony Bizzazzo, grade 11, playing trumpet.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is one of the highlights of my year, believe it or not, when I get an opportunity to hear you here in front of the board.
We have two songs for you tonight. We're going to play Silent Night and Angels We Have Heard on High.
Cookies and bags back there if you want to take one on the way out.
Or not.
So good.
Now we have Ms. Madeline Schiller and the chorus. Madeline, you had me worried there for a minute. I couldn't see you. But I was going to direct. I was going to be... Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here and dressing in such a festive fashion. Nice.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's my favorite time of the year, Madeline. And how are you? You all right?
Yes, we're so excited. Pass me the speaker, please. Thank you so much. Is our microphone on? Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for welcoming the choir to sing our first song that we're going to sing two pieces for you. Our concert is in 9 days, actually. So, shameless plug. We'll be performing these two pieces on our holiday concert on December 16th. This first piece has really become a class favorite. It was actually composed this year by a living composer, just born in, Jacob Navarin was born in 1986. So pretty cool for the kids to see like a young male composer out there doing it right now and perform, probably one of the first groups to perform this, which is exciting. It's called Hodier, the lyric that keeps repeating, Hodier Christus Noctus Est, which means today Christ is born.
Stay on.
got here, the 20 people. Our last piece is, we need a little Christmas, because especially in a year like this, we definitely do. We're all looking forward to it. Thank you for having us once again.
Say their names and grade they're in?
Absolutely.
So they do some to the board?
Jonathan, and then have zigzag grade for it.
Okay. Jonathan Hayne, Jr.
Percy Sinchak, I'm also junior.
Luke Murillo, freshman.
I'm Quinn Chapman, I'm a sophomore.
Quinn McLaurin, sophomore.
Brad Chapman, sophomore.
Amanda Brennan, again, I'm a senior.
Bridget Freeman, freshman.
Deanna Chapani, sophomore.
CJ Soror, junior.
Sophie Creed, I'm a senior.
I'm Casey Finnegan, and I'm a sophomore.
Reese Heron, I'm a junior.
Bianca D'Anton, I'm a senior.
Natalie Valder, I'm a junior.
Your music was beautiful. It really raised my spirit. I really want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
You really started my holidays off. Awesome.
Excellence in education. I think that's to you. Thank you for everything.
What a better way to move forward than to recognize those students who have chosen the New Jersey All Shore Chorus Ensemble. And just something about the process that these children have gone through. It's really a great honor. The students had to submit 4 audio files within the senior scale, ascending, descending, chromatic, and apriego, the solo of the water is wide, the quartet recording of them singing their respective voice part in Annie Laurie. Choir directors from Monmouth and Ocean County High School anonymously advocated to obtain various audio files and provided them a score. The scores from the judges are average and the students are ranked. Only a certain number of students in each voice part may be selected. Manasquan Board of Education graduated from Manasquan High School. Students were selected from New Jersey All Shore Chorus Ensemble. Andrew Brennan. Andrew was here at 5 o'clock.
I didn't get them.
They were all
not
ensemble.
Yeah.
That
was the Oscar.
As we're waiting, we have a certificate of commendation, Wally Books, which I guess the students can keep this year because, Pete, lunches are free.
They could use it for a la carte items.
Okay, they can use it for a la carte items. And a medal with their name on it, personalized, the 2021 All Shore Chorus Edition Ensemble insignia on the back. So. I mean, we could all sing as we're waiting. We can move the students for the month, but then when I do that, I'll see a bit of a little feet coming down the stairs. You hear them?
I hear kids.
That's always a good sign when we hear students coming, Megan. Isn't it?
Always.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
Come on down.
Okay.
Is Andrew on his way as well?
We hope so. I can go ahead and get them from the band room if you would like.
We're congratulating you on your accomplishments in the Jersey All Shore Chorus.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. And you really got a sound from Boston.
Thank you.
So, Quinn Chapman. Quinn?
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Beyonce Jane. Now, I think, Bianca, is your middle correct? Is your name spelled right?
It's close enough.
No, I noticed that. And I have another one being made for you.
So oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, because they just misspelled it. is Andrew on his way?
I have no idea.
Are you going to see Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah, I will.
And do you want to tell us anything about your experiences with going through the process? If not, I understand. Just Merry Christmas.
I took music production last year just on a whim, and then I fell in love with our music program, and Ms. Shelley encouraged me to take choir. I've always been theater and stuff. And it's just such a welcoming, lovely environment, and you learn so much, and I am so grateful that I joined it.
I'm in choir here. I've done theater for a while now, but I joined choir this year, and Michelle kept encouraging people to join, and I'm like, well, I'll try out. I'm a sophomore. I'm probably not going to make it, and then I made it, so that's kind of surprising.
Michelle has been very encouraging, and I got to talk to her about our auditions for this course, and she said that we all had very high scores, so she's really proud of us, which makes us feel really great.
We are as well. I love you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you very much.
top as our students of the month. It really means so much. These students are chosen because they serve as role models for their peers. They're extremely academically motivated. They've demonstrated leadership not only in the classroom but in the community by being involved not only in extracurricular activities but community activities as well. So it says a lot when these students come every month as they are chosen as students of the month. I really want to congratulate you for this honor. Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month, Robert Marks. Is Robert here tonight? We'll make sure that Robert gets his award. Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Gavin Jackie. Gavin, you here this evening? Outside of school, Gavin enjoys working at the Ocean House, Jersey Mike's, and the Mammoth Jet Center. He likes hanging out with friends and family. On a rare occasion, he enjoys playing golf. Are you good at it? I have never played in my life. Gavin's favorite subject is English. His favorite teacher is Mr. Fagan. Mr. Fagan doesn't teach it. Why Mr. Fagan? Do you think he's funny? Do you think he dresses well?
Yeah, he does dress very well.
He's in full suits all the time.
He stepped away from last year with just the collared shirt. He's not wearing like an actual suit. I'm very proud of him.
Good. Guy, right? Nice. Yeah. Every day.
Gavin Jackson.
The Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Manasquan High School Sophomore Student of the Month, Andrew. Martucci. Andrew Martucci. I told him and I was thinking about Andrew. Andrew came from wrestling practice, right?
Yeah.
And walked through and said to me, do I have enough time to run home and shower and come back? It was about 5:15, 5:30?
Yeah.
And he did. And he came running back and he got here early, about 5:45. And I thought it was just a highlight for me because it was so important for him to be here tonight and focus on his academic excellence, but also shows that he also involved in extracurricular activities by being on the mat. I think that's so impressive, but I wanted to say that. So thank you so much for being the water. It's really a commitment. Come on up. And just take 1 second if you could. In school, Andrew was involved in the Academy of Finance, Student Council, and is a member of the wrestling team. Outside of school, Andrew enjoys fishing, going to the gym, and hanging out with friends. His favorite subject is history. His favorite teachers are Mr. Bryant and Madam Dean. Well, Madam Dean is teacher.
Yeah.
So you like French also?
Yeah. She just puts in a little extra in the class period, so.
Good.
Yeah, right. Teacher.
Andrew Marcucci. Emily enjoys enjoys playing basketball, soccer outside of school. Her favorite subject is science. And her favorite teacher is Dr. Freer. Why Dr. Freer? In recent years, researchers have discovered something that may seem obvious, but for many reasons was overlooked and denied. What really makes a difference, what matters more than the class size and the textbook, the teaching method or the technology, or even the curriculum, is the quality of the teacher. Thomas and Winberg, 2010. That's so true. And we are so fortunate to have a staff of dedicated professionals who come to work every day, no matter what crisis or situation, and show up here for the students. And every month, I get the opportunity to congratulate those teachers of the month that have demonstrated beyond the rest of a wonderful staff how committed they are to children. I can't thank you enough for that. And with that, Manasquan would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Eric Wozniewski. So that's why. Recognize those volunteers who work so tirelessly. The mere fact that they love their sport, they're dedicated to the students. Ian Hollis said it best, and we have that quote on the plaque event this evening, as well as a certificate of commendation. The heart of a volunteer is not measured in size, but by depth of the commitment to make a difference in the lives of others. And these men and women have made a difference in the lives of our children, which I cannot thank them enough for. From boys soccer, we have Jeffrey, Al Gore, James Bryan, and David Dufault. Are you here with us this evening? No, but we'll make sure they get their play. From girls soccer, we have Mary Beth Steele and Christy Rampone. For football, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to thank our full sports volunteer coaches, Julian Price Sr. Not only thank you for your dedication and hard work, but thank you for June. Which is probably just as important. Eric Howland. John Morris. Matthew Boski. The cheerers, Jenna Tilton. Jenna?
We're going to move on to the principals and director reports. Turn it back over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you. Representing the lower and upper elementary school, Ms. Belay is still out on set. And this is Minetta. Megan?
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thanks so much for having me. As the chorus sang in their second song, we need a little Christmas, right? So the first thing I wanted to share with you is just that we're really getting into the swing of the holiday spirit at MES. We have, our PTO beautification committee has done a fantastic job. If you haven't driven by, it really looks beautiful out front. And that's really created like a really nice festive display. And we also have a little elf called Jingles who gets moved around the building every day, and the kids love looking for him and seeing what Jingles is up to. This is a photo of today's hijinks sort of rappelling down one of our bulletin boards outside of the guidance office. Our kids are shopping in our PTO holiday shop, so all of their family members are sure to come to Christmas morning with some surprises from the holiday shop. It's always a highlight for the kids. They love shopping. And we're doing our gingerbread house contest with the PTO again. So they sold a lot of gingerbread kits, and people are going to be posting their gingerbread house creations on Instagram. And if you're on there, get on and vote. The kids get really excited about their creations. We do have our winter concert coming up on December 16th at 7 p.m. Our band and our chorus are working hard to get ready, so we hope to see a lot of people there as well. A lot of fun things celebrating the spirit of the season. We did also have a fire prevention and safety assembly. So our fire marshal, Christopher Barkalo, came and worked with our kindergarten, first and second grade students, talking to them about fire prevention, safety. The kids got to explore the fire truck. It was a lot of fun, and they got to ask some questions and really enjoyed that learning experience. And we appreciate the community connection there. There was a project that some of our teachers did involving Thanksgiving parade balloons, the balloon floats. So the kids kind of designed their own Thanksgiving Day parade balloons after learning about the process of those. So that was fun. And then the kids watched and reported back on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, talking about the balloons and what they noticed about them. We have had a new adaptive swing that's been installed at MES, which is going to allow some of our students that have some physical limitations to play right alongside their peers, which is going to be great. So you'll see when you're at MES that new installation. And our eighth graders participated in a fan favorite egg drop STEM challenge. So Mrs. Wall bravely, you know, goes up on the roof and throws off their packages with the eggs. The kids all wait down below to see the fate of every egg. It was a lot of fun to watch. I was out there with the kids. You can see them holding some of their creations. There were some very, very creative submissions this year, and quite a few eggs survived. So great job to our eighth graders on their STEM challenge. We're also continuing with some professional development. So today we actually had a session of Ready Math professional development with our teachers in grades K through 5. This is year 2 of implementation for them. So today the topic focused on math discourse. So our trainer really came, helped our teachers to understand why the discussion of math and mathematical thinking is so important in the development of our kids' mathematical skills. The teachers were very, very engaged in our presentation today, and it was excellent to watch. So, and we also have coming up this Friday, our first of the 15 hours, the first 5 hours of our 15 hours of sheltered instruction training for our staff, both in MES and MHS, as we discussed moving towards that sheltered instruction model to better support our English language learners. So the first 5 hours of that will be this Friday. So we're really looking forward to that. So lots of holiday things, and then also some business as usual things, driving instruction forward in our building. And that's it for me.
Thank you. Now from the high school, Mr. Goodall.
Thank you. Just a couple of items from the high school. Want to thank Mr. Tom DeVino. He is the coordinator of the Monmouth County Vocational Continuing Education Center, the Monmouth County Vocational. In my previous presentation mentioned that he was going to come to a seminar for non-college bound or kids on the fence, whether they want to go to college or maybe embark in a career on the trades. So we had about 75 students sign up and show up for the seminar. It was about an hour and 15 minutes long, and Mr. DeVino did a great job educating our kids and our staff about opportunities post-graduation from Manasquan High School. And he gave out all the information, and that they do have to have a high school diploma, so that was important to hear from Mr. DeVino. And there's a lot of opportunities for kids to have excellent careers once they graduate from there if college is not for them. So it was a great seminar, and he offered to come back yearly to talk to our kids. In front of you, I gave you a sheet of 2 course offerings. They probably look very familiar to everybody because it's pretty close to what we currently offer. We would like to add this in our program of studies in addition to as a choice, personal choice for students. They are required to, by the state, to graduate, take business and financial literacy. And we also offer to familiarize our kids with our one-to-one initiative, Microsoft Suite class, so they're partnered. The kids would actually take this as a hybrid online learning. We've learned some kids actually struggled with online learning when we were doing that last year and at the tail end of the year before. And feedback from college students, personal experience at home myself, my son went to college and wasn't quite prepared to do online learning at the college level. So the course would be modeled to help kids get familiarity with that type of asynchronous learning. I did do this in my previous district, and it was very popular and successful. The ultimate goal would not only for them to be familiar with asynchronous learning when they go to college, but also would free up potential opportunities if they could take this class in the summer or outside of school hours to get their requirement, and that would allow them to take more rigorous classes like an AP class to be more competitive in their college application process. So guidance counselors would be talking to students if they wanted to take this approach to satisfying this requirement, and it would be their choice, and we'll make offerings based on interest. And I would anticipate there would be a lot of interest in this based on feedback. We recognized our All Shore Chorus Ensemble. From left to right, you met tonight Andrew Brennan, Quinn Chapman, Bianca D'Antone, and Reese Herron. So congratulations to them representing Manasquan High School on the All Shore Chorus Ensemble. And finally, I made some new friends. I want to thank Mrs. Paleo for inviting me over, and Mrs. Hill, her kindergarten class. I was a mystery reader last month. I brought 2 of my favorite dinosaur books I used to read to my own children. And we had a great time, and I've been invited back. So on next Friday, I have to go back to Mrs. Hill's class. I made the offer to all the kindergartners. I have no problem coming over.
They like the big guy.
They like the big guy. They were, the Q&A session after the books was And that's all I have for tonight. Now, we have a couple of things going on.
Tomorrow is the holiday dance performance at 7. Madeline Schill, Maddie Schill mentioned the chorus concert is on the 15th at 7. And we're in full swing with winter sports. We got the girls got the number 2 seed in the WOVM Christmas tournament, and the boys got the 3rd seed. We have a big wrestling match versus Wall High School on the 22nd here home. Looking really forward to that. And the wrestling team's in a lot of holiday tournaments as well as the ice hockey team. So a lot going on at the high school.
Great. Thank you. That concludes our presentations for this evening. Now we're going to move to the directors. Mr. Coppola, are you ready? Our Director of Curriculum and Instruction.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Just to follow up with Ms. Menez's report, we had some great professional development today. Again, with our Ready Math program for our upper level teachers and lower level at the elementary school. It's really been a great experience. Ms. Menez and I sat in on both sessions, and the idea today about talking about math discourse and how it connects with the new program that we have has really been good. So we've seen a lot of excitement from our teachers and our students with the Ready Math program, grades K to 8. Also to follow up on December 10th, this Friday, while we have our sheltered instruction where we're looking to, again, train our teachers in the district with sheltered instruction, we do have some other things going on during the day for those staff who are not being trained. And sheltered instruction. We have PLCs that will run at the elementary school and the high school. Our focus will be at the high school pacing for midterms. Some of the departments have talked about going through the curriculum this year, and because it's been a different kind of year, how their pacing has been a little different based upon student learning and different classes. So there's going to be times for departments to collaborate and reassess those midterms. We're going to do some articulation in the arts, the visual and performing arts on both sides of the street. One of the things that we talked about last year with the principals was what our focus was going to be in our performances and our art shows and how we get out and perform for the public. We have a thriving arts program, and we have some new teachers on both sides of the street. We thought it was a good idea to have them collaborate and talk about different classes and also performances and also ideas for the elementary school and the high school to collaborate in some of these really exciting performances. So we're looking forward to that. We also have PLCs that will be focused on curriculum review in the areas of physical education, world language, and technology. This year for September 2022, we will have to update the standards in those existing courses. So that's a time for our teachers to review their curriculum, to become familiar with the new standards, and to basically get ready to revise that curriculum so we're in adherence with the state. Our advanced placement teachers, as I talked about a little last month, they gave their first diagnostic assessments, the first checks within the course this year. That's in alignment with our AP action plan. And those assessments, those diagnostic assessments, there'll be 3 of them that we'll be giving to students in all courses. And teachers use the AP classroom model, again, to assess where students are in the curriculum, but also where they are in terms of how their student achievement aligns with performance on the AP exam, which they will take in May. So there'll be 3 assessments over the course of the year. Mr. Goodall, Ms. Kenny, and I, we have reports on all the from all the classes. We're taking a look at them. We're also going to have PLCs, professional learning community, on Friday to discuss those results with the teachers and also what we're going to do moving forward to enhance our programs and again continue to prepare students for those end of course tests. Mr. Goodall and Ms. Kenny and I talked about, as we get to budget time, we've been discussing some new course proposals, which we'll be able to talk a little bit more about probably next month. Obviously looking to expand some course offerings with Project Lead the Way, but that's going to be a discussion that we have as we talk about writing course descriptions and planning for curriculum writing. And excuse me, finally, we are still waiting from the state for those comprehensive Start Strong results. We do have, they promised them to us a couple different times. We don't have them yet. We have raw scores for the students, but for those comprehensive reports, we are still on hold. We're supposed to get them this week, but nothing yet. So when we get them, we'll obviously be prepared to report out on those results. And obviously that's information that's going to help us in driving our plan for instruction and for professional development. So that's where we are. Thank you.
Thank you. Now our interim director of special services, Ms. Olympia.
Thank you. So we have gotten a very enthusiastic response from our parents in developing our special ed advisory committee, which consists of parents and some staff members, and looking at how to move our special education programs forward. It really is a critical component of what we do is parent involvement and feedback to see what they're experiencing as parents of special education students. So we will be holding our first meeting in January, and we'll be moving forward from there, having hopefully monthly meetings. And I will keep you informed as to, you know, what we're going to be working on, what they feel is relevant and important, and some of the things that they're going to be bringing to us that they would like us to work on this year. Tomorrow, our students at our Center for Independent Learning, otherwise known as our ABA program, we'll be posting our directors and supervisors from the sending districts so they can see their students that are part of this program in action and really get to see the experiences that they are having. Our students in that program have started to sell tickets to the Blue Cross games, and half of the proceeds that they sell we're going to be using to start a school store. So we will keep you posted about that. There is going to be a Manasquan student day at the Blue Claws game where these students will be featured. So once we get the date of that game, I'll let you know. Hopefully all of you can come. It's going to be a very exciting presentation of our students to the fans. Our students in the alternative school have also become involved with our students in the Center for Independent Learning. They were involved in an activity where they made dog biscuits for our comfort dog, Charlie, who we are also getting more involved with all of our students, and hopefully we can bring Charlie along enough to be part of our holiday video. So that's one of our goals. We are also going to be continue to work with our peer leaders in working with our special education students. So they've been an integral part of working with our students and helping them be involved in more inclusive practices. They've been well trained. They are working, you know, with staff members and students, and it's really just been a wonderful experience for both the special education and general education students. Mr. Goodall and I are also exploring grant opportunities for Unified Olympics. So Unified Olympics are really programs where the special education students and the general education students participate on sports teams and they compete against other high schools. Some of these activities could be soccer, bocce, track, swimming, etc. So we have just reached out to the people at Unified Olympics to see what grant opportunities are available, and we will keep you posted about that.
Great, thank you. Now from our Director of School Counseling Services, Ms. Kenny.
Hi everyone. A couple of things that we've been working on across the street. We've been busy. Two or three days ago, the new ESL counselor, Ms. Mulroy, and Harmony Shear, our elementary school counselor, started something called Meeting Minutes. Basically what this is we likened it to almost like a speed dating, where students came through and essentially met with the counselor for a minute. As they were coming back from lunch, they answered a series of questions, they talked about how they were feeling, they circled, you know, different types of emotions on cards, and really helped to, you know, support a culture of connectivity and making students very comfortable talking to adults. So they actually got really excited because as they were walking by, they said, oh, we're next, we get to talk to each and every one of the counselors. And to help the counselors kind of get to know each student individually and make little notes if they felt as though they wanted to see a student for a longer time or pull them in a little bit more, you know, collaboratively. Additionally, we have been working on a couple of programs that we're going to be rolling out for the new year. One being, you know, with our students who are transitioning from 8th to 9th grade, it's always really important to us to make sure that when they come into the high school, they feel welcome and confident. You know, in addition to our Freshman for a Day program, where the students mirror or work with students and spend the day with students, we're going to be starting an 8th grade tutoring program or a mentoring program between our high school teachers and our 8th grade students. So monthly, each of our 8th grade students will be paired in maybe groups of 3 or 4 and come over to the high school to meet with a high school teacher. Many of our high school teachers graciously volunteer their time to be involved in this program to really get to know the students over at Madison Elementary School so that when they come in, each student has a very familiar base of a specific teacher to start the freshman year with. Additionally, one of the programs that we've talked about previously is allowing students to take the opportunity during the AM. Many of our students are here early, whether they're bused, whether they get dropped or off early. So our doors open for the high school students at 7 a.m. and oftentimes some of the students are in the cafeteria, they're grabbing lunch, breakfast. So we are hoping to kind of capitalize on that time and potentially have some of our teachers offer tutoring services for those students in the AM. Students that are all already here in a lot of areas or a lot of instances, and kind of be able to work with those teachers on a math problem, on a science project, and take back that, you know, essentially that 30-minute period prior. When we talked a little bit about sending out a survey, we wanted to get some information from parents and from community members, and we heard both. We heard that students would potentially prefer after school for those that are really maybe not morning people, or students that were already here in the morning and that are committed outside of school. So we're looking to obviously start with the AM sessions and then potentially bring in you know, an afternoon session as well for those students who might not be able to make it in the morning. So we're trying to offer opportunities for students really to feel comfortable and confident with the teachers here and really have opportunities to work on their you know, their schoolwork and really, you know, connect with individuals in the building. And then the only other thing was our open house was a great success. We had a lot of students here. You know, it fell on the heels of our college night, and so it was nice to be able to welcome the incoming freshman class for next year. We had a really big turnout. We had a lot of student-led tours, and I think the students were able to really get a good understanding of what the Manasquan experience was. Like. So,
good. Thank you. Awesome. Good. I think that concludes our presentation.
Okay. So that'll bring us to our first public forum and agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time or recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears a public comment, a portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes. The presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant in 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, give their names, addresses, and group, if any, they represent. While noted, board encourages public participation and reserves the right for the presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure that all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, we'll move on to our second public forum. So would anyone like to be heard on any items on this agenda or not on the agenda?
I'm an executive board member of the MEA, so I'm here representing our MEA. We, the Massapequa Education Association, want to express our strong opinion about the updating of the dress code, District Policy 3216. In consideration of the district's goal to be an inclusive school community, we find it important that we similarly have an inclusive work environment. As such, we feel it is imperative that the gender-specific requirements be removed from the policy. We are continually recognized and praised for our dedication to educating the children in our community and for the outstanding professionalism that we demonstrate daily. It is our hope that the Massapequa Board of Education trusts our faculty members' professional judgment regarding appropriate professional attire, and we hope that you consider the proposed revisions that we submitted, which our members have already voted to support. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to comment? Seeing no one, we'll close the public forum and we'll move on to our discussion items. Hand it back to Dr. Cage.
Sure, regarding committee of a whole, are there any questions about anything you heard tonight from either my directors, my principals at all, anything? I mean, I think they covered everything that we're doing in the district right now. There's nothing new that I have to talk to you about in regards to technology or curriculum. They're currently involved with looking at a science, new science curriculum for next year, as I explained at the last board meeting. Language arts literacy we'll be doing the following year, but right now we're looking at science in the elementary school. We'll discuss our personnel in executive session. We have some policy regulations for adoption in the second reading, and eligibility of residents and non-resident pupils, as you can see. And that was given to you in a Friday packet, so you have that. Regarding finance, we have the 2022 and 2023 budget update from Dr. Grohl.
Sure. Thanks, Dr. Cajun. As I've done in past months and as I'll continue to do monthly through April, this is your update on the budget process and where we're at. As Mr. Coppola mentioned, we're in the most democratic time of the process, which is when the principals and the supervisors are meeting with teachers and committee members to determine what their budget requests are going to be for the next school year, inclusive of new courses and new textbooks and curriculum and all those things that they address during their reports. All those requests are due from the departments 1 week from today, actually, December 14th. So they're starting to finalize them on their level, at which point they'll be submitted to me. On the same day, the sending districts will be required to submit their first estimate of what their enrollment's going to be for next year, which, again, I think I've talked about ad nauseum, is a large part of our revenue stream, so it's a very important part of balancing the budget. So we'll get those two pieces of information on the same day, what the wants are and what the revenues are, and then we'll start to put those together and set priorities and make determinations about what's going to make the budget. Moving forward, we'll meet in either late February or early March with the committee to present what those decisions and suggestions from administration are going to be, at which point we'll finalize that and adopt in March a tentative budget and a formally adopt in April. So any questions about where we're at with the budget and or what it's going to look like moving forward? Yes, I think Gene, we spoke at the last meeting. If you're interested in participating in the finance committee, certainly let Gene know, and we'll formalize that committee and meeting dates.
Going to the county office, has that been scheduled?
That hasn't been scheduled, but we will be. Frank and I will be meeting with the county office for the mid-year budget review in early January. That's kind of a check and balance where the county meets with us, reviews our status, make sure. The budget is healthy for this school year. That's a look only at this school year, not at next school year, and that we're we're on track to meet our spending goals and all our curriculum initiatives and staffing needs.
Any curriculum changes or any curriculum initiatives that we have will be discussed with Dr. Richards at that particular meeting. And that's why I'm there. I talk about the curriculum and Pete talks about the numbers. So our sheltered instruction, we'll be talking about that, and we're moving to that the following year. I'm sure he's going to want to know about the training that we've had, as well as our science curriculum that we're looking at, and he'll ask us how our math curriculum is doing. And I think it's doing fabulously, as you had some report again tonight about Ready Math in the elementary school. So that's what that's all about. Thanks, Pete.
So if anyone wants to be on the budget committee, just shoot me an email, and we'll get that formed, and Dennis will keep, we will keep a couple spots open for the setting district. We appreciate it as well.
Regarding building grounds and facilities update?
Sure, I'll do, unfortunately, Rob Notley couldn't make it. I'll try to do him justice. Since we last met, the second grade beam has been poured for the field house. So the west grade beam was poured and curing last time we met. Now the east grade beam is poured and almost fully cured as we speak. The next couple milestones we're gonna meet are the steel delivery and the beginning of the building erection. So yesterday I met with the town council. We are requesting a small variance to the construction ordinance. The ordinance allows for construction only to take place from 8 to 4 on weekdays. We have requested on the 3 steel delivery days, which are December 15th, December 17th, and January 10th, to begin unloading the steel at 7 a.m. They did grant that leeway, so you'll see that on those 3 dates where the trucks are gonna come in. The benefit of doing it this way is that it's gonna really minimally impact any kind of traffic in the surrounding area. One truck at a time is gonna pull in, park in where you probably saw when you were looking for a parking spot tonight, that those blocked off spots for the construction zone. Steel will be lifted off that right onto site. That truck leaves, the next truck comes in. If we had those compressed hours, we'd wind up having to line trucks up on Atlantic Avenue, shut down traffic, and then, you know, be more of a headache to our neighbors. So we're happy that the town council was able to work with us to make that happen. The second thing we asked town council for was to allow us to work on Sundays in January and February. We'll hear back formally from them after their next meeting, although there was a lukewarm reaction to that, so that might not be the case. The benefit of that would just be to salvage some of the timeline slippage that we had with the steel delivery. There's no financial impact, there's no, you know, it wouldn't have any impact on operations around here. It's just a matter of we basically salvage 2 weeks if we could do that. If we can't, we can't, but we've asked them to at least consider it. Once the steel is delivered, obviously, for the months of January and February, the primary mission is going to be erecting the building. So full-time erectors are flown in from Florida. They live here for 2 months, which is why they're willing to work on Sundays for no extra price, because they're just then go back to their hotels and sit there. So they're willing to work 7 days a week. We're willing to let them work 7 days a week if permission is granted. If not, it'll take most of those 2 months to actually get the building up and erected and skinned with the aluminum, and then all the work will be taking place on the inside from that point on. So, any questions about that?
We still have the April date, so regardless of what happens with the Sundays, we just get the building up sooner.
And that's what I got, Frank.
Thank you. Shall I go right to my superintendent's report?
Yes, you can.
Before I get into my superintendent's report, I just want to thank our representative from Lake Cuomo, Michelle Gutaya, and our representative from Brielle, Dennis Ngoglia. Guys, I guess tonight might be your last meeting with us.
I think so.
As we go into reorg, and your due diligence and your ability to listen and add to the conversation, I truly appreciate it. I want to thank you for being here and adding to our excellence that we have at this board level. And Dennis, thank you. You've been here for several years and represented Brielle well. And you represented Lake Cuomo well, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Regarding enrollment, Gene, our total enrollment, 1,507, high school, 990, and elementary school, 517. Regarding our fire drills, as you know, we had an inadvertent fire drill today as someone went into a book room and got some dust, which went to one of our detectors and set up a fire alarm. However, those that were drills in the high school, November 9th and November 30th. The 9th, we had a fire drill. The 30th, we had a lockdown drill. On our ABA, our CLI building, November 9th and November 30th, mirrored the high school. We had a fire drill and a lockdown drill. Elementary School, November 10th. We had a fire drill, November 23rd. We had our evacuation drill. We met the state requirements for fire drills and safety drills. Regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying, at the high school, we had one incident, one confirmed harassment, intimidation, and bullying. At the elementary school, we had two incidents, two that were not confirmed. Now I want to turn it over to my assistant superintendent of schools, Mr. Place.
Thank you. Tonight I'll just provide a brief update on the district's process in complying with the Executive Order 253, the vaccination requirement, essentially for covered workers. So just to review really quickly, as you know, in late August, the governor issued Executive Order 253, which required public school covered workers to either be vaccinated or submit to weekly testing. And that was supposed to go into effect on October 17th. We got right to the almost to the October 17th, and then the governor's office said because they were at the same time implementing a state testing program for schools, they offered flexibility with that date until the state testing program was available to covered workers if they wanted it to. So since that time, since mid-October, we've been working with the testing company that was eventually awarded the contract for Monmouth County, and Pete did most of that interaction with them, you know, all this time, trying to work out the testing dates, et cetera. So this week was the first week that we actually were able to get the testing squared away in the district for those workers who would need to be tested. So just to give you an idea of the kind of the scale and what we're dealing with. So covered workers encompasses all contracted staff, all third-party contractors, all casual employees like substitutes, coaches, et cetera, and volunteers. So in the district, we have 415 covered workers, right? So that's the universe of people that we're talking about. Of those, 332 of them, or 80%, are fully vaccinated. So that takes them out of the picture for the testing. Of those that remain, 41 have chosen to test, and we have 26 who chose to go inactive status, meaning they're not working or they're not testing. That sounds like a high number. None of them are contracted staff, first of all. It sounds kind of like a high number. You know, a lot of them are substitutes or home instructors. Many of them don't work regularly anyway, so it's really a fairly limited number who've truly chosen to kind of go inactive for the time being while that executive order is in place. But of the 41 choosing to test, many of them, we had testing on Friday, we also had testing today, this afternoon, so many of them have taken advantage of that state testing program. They don't have to, they can go get a test on their own and do the weekly attestation form that we've provided as part of our policy. So that's where we are. It is in effect now, so we'll be monitoring that weekly for those employees who are in that pool of people who need to be tested every week. Happy to answer any questions. If not, that is concludes my report.
Good, and that concludes the superintendent's report. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report.
Yes.
Mr. Overter, Mr. Serena.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mrs. Kataya?
Here.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to the mask on general items. Does anyone have any questions on items 15 through 20? Does anyone need anything separated out, items 15 through 20? We have a motion for items 15 through 20. Mrs. Pollock, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to the Massachusetts Sending District's general items. Items 21 through 32. Does anyone need anything separated out? Does anyone have any questions, items 21 through 32? We have a motion for items 21 through 32. Mr. Burns, Ms. Howard.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carry.
brings us to item 33. Does anyone have any old business they'd like to discuss?
Where, I know we have the virtual handout, so obviously it's here today. So where are we with the dress code policy that was discussed earlier?
What policy is that? The student policy?
No.
The one on the agenda?
There's the dress code for the staff.
Oh, well, as we discussed at the last meeting, you got that in the Friday packet twice. You got both their proposal, our policy, the combination of both, and in the January meeting when we discussed that. We talked about that last month.
No, I understand we did. I just was wondering where we were. Yeah. It did come up tonight.
I know, but it came up, but it was A, on agenda, and B, we discussed that at the last meeting, and the process and procedure we were going through to look at that policy. So the first reading will be at the next meeting. That's when we'll discuss it. Anybody else have questions about that?
Does anyone have any new business they'd like to discuss? Seeing no one, move us on to executive session. Where's the Senator firing in their Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6. The Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education hold an executive session in which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of nine subject matters listed in the section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business, and whereas the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education that the board go into executive session and discuss the following items: personnel matters, hiring, leave of absence. We have a motion to go into executive session. Mr. Obiter?
Yep.
Mrs. Serino, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. To resume our public session.
Mr. Balderman, Mrs. Bassone, Mr. Burns,
here.
Mrs. Cartaya,
yes.
Mr. Catani,
here.
Mr. Hobiter,
here.
Mr. Angolia,
here.
Mr. Lucretto, Mrs. McGarry, Mr. Pellegrino,
here.
Mrs. Pollock,
here.
Mr. Serino,
here.
We have quorum.
Brings us to the Manasquan personnel, items 36. Do we have a motion for item 36? Ms. Pollock, Mr. Over. Oh,
yeah, thanks.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoviter?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to the Manasquan Assembly District's personnel. Do we have a motion for item 37? Mr. Oder, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoviter?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Yes.
Serena, Ms. Pollock, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.